Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, welcome to Throwback Thursday, June 15th, 2017, the 15th it is. Steve Cypress here. I start off by sharing one of the rhinos from my collection, and this one is a rhino rubber stamp. Barely make out the rhino there, but I used it a lot back in the day in my couple of different businesses, and it does look kind of cool when it comes out on the piece of paper. And I notice appropriate today's Throwback Thursday, it is copyright 1991, it says on the side. I don't know if you can read that on there, but it's copyright, no, probably not. Copyright 1991, and I were cracking open the vault for something that I found from 1990. This is from February 1990, the NBA All-Star Weekend in Miami, the official commemorative T-shirt. Still wrapped in the original plastic I bought it in Miami that weekend, February 1990, and kept it and figured, I bought a few, and I know I used to wear, at least I wore one of them and said this could be like a collector's item someday, and man, I guess I should have done it before I came on live, or I could go on eBay and see, you know, is this worth more than the $5 I paid for it back then. Kind of cool. Look at the people that are on there. There's Bird and Magic and Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan and A.C. Green, I see. And who else? Isaiah Thomas. Trying to make him out in a mirror there. John Stockton is up there. Charles Barkley, I don't know if I mentioned. James Worthy. So that's who I see on there. That's the 8 players I see. Oh, and then there's some more above the fold. Hakeem Olajuwon and Patrick Ewing, of course, the big centers above the fold. So there's 10 NBA All-Stars, and that could have possibly, maybe those are the starting 5 from each side. That makes sense. So that's why there's 10 of them. And kind of cool. And why I'm bringing that up, the business meaning, significance that has, hey, Jared Dog, is that was the scene of my second ever annual, what did I even call it? My annual convention, that's what I called it. My annual team owners convention for my fantasy sports game business. And so what happened is after a few years of running it, I said, you know, what if we had a convention and kind of got all these, not all, but whoever wanted to show up and get some of my best customers, members, team owners, I called them back then, because that's what fantasy sports is all about, the fantasy of owning your own team. I said, let's have an annual convention. How much fun that would be. Get a chance to meet. It was all mail order. There's no computers. I mean, not everyone had a PC back in those days, started in the mid-80s. But this was a chance to meet in person people I'd only talked to over the phone, and there wasn't any, of course, Facebook or anything to even know what anyone looked like, and like, this would be cool. And I do remember the first time meeting some people in person going, wow, I had no idea. That's, you know, they probably might have had no idea what I look like. I had no idea what anyone looks like. And it was just so cool. And everyone's from all over the country and had different accents and all kinds of different stories to tell. And everyone had their favorite sports teams that we came together because we loved sports so much. Back in the day, this fantasy sports was not what it is now with millions of players. It was a really fringe thing for only the most rabid sports fans like me and my customers in the business. And so, you know, we were crapped on by our families for the most part for all the time we spent playing a game, you know, owning a fake team because it was players from all over the place. You know, can't you just root for your regular hometown team? You now got to have this fake team that nobody else could possibly root for, because nobody knows that your third baseman is from one team and your left fielder is from another. And so, you know, the only people that could relate to what the heck we were doing was each other. And the wives would crap on them, or husbands when the women were playing and so forth, and they couldn't share it with friends or whatever. So I said, let's bring everyone together. And it was a blast, and it was a major success. So the first one I did, I made a mistake. I said, you know, we're fantasy team owners. Why don't we get together at the annual baseball team owners meeting in Dallas in 1989, or 1988 it even was, in December. In the off season when, you know, things weren't going gung-ho in baseball or football, so more into basketball and hockey times or slower times for fantasy sports. And this was a chance we all got together, so we flew to Dallas, and the problem was the owners' meeting, like, that nobody cared. There was nothing going on in Dallas about the owners' meeting. Nobody cared that the owners were in town. We didn't know where the owners were or hang out at that hotel. There's no events. There's no anything. So it sounded good. Hey, the real owners are going to meet in Dallas. Let's all go, and we'll go meet in Dallas. And so we had a little fun. Dallas is a fun place. But I said, you know, how can we make this better next year? And I said, I know. Let's go to the NBA All-Star Game. And back then, it wasn't anywhere near a big deal as it is now. But it did have the slam dunk. It did have a three-point shooting thing. And so I remember hanging out. And I do remember first day I got there and went to the nearest thing right next to the hotel. Happened to be a Hooters. My first time ever in a Hooters and one of my last times. But I was sitting in there, and there are pro players sitting around. So rookies, I believe they were both rookies or second year, Scottie Pippen and Rex Chapman, is that a name? Oh, man, there's Rich. See, I was hoping you'd show up. Thought of you as soon as I pulled this out. Rich was in Dallas, yep, Miami, Vegas. I did it, did I not? That's the only 3 years I did it. But probably before I ran the business into the ground. Otherwise, we would still be doing it to this day, wouldn't we? So was that not fun or one? Rich, tell me, Rich, about saying Vishal is here. So tell me, Rich, about did you meet any of the pros? I mean, remember how much fun we had in Miami? As opposed to that Dallas where we had fun, sure. But this was a blast. We went to Miami, and there were tons of events. There were, again, there's the pros are hanging out all over, and there's parties at night, and we're Slick Watts, I remember, is dancing up a storm, wearing his headband, having fun. A lot of pro football players were there. The season had just ended, and so they're hanging out with NBA and other players and other celebrities, and that's where I met Ronnie Lott, who it was all-pro free safety or strong safety with the world champion San Francisco 49ers, and holy crap, I mean, the season had just ended. This guy built like actually cut from stone, like I would like hurt my hand if I hit him in the chest like this. And it was so much fun to hang out with these pros. Like, so we had all this fun, all these great stories to tell, and all this great experience for sports fans like us. Nothing better to do that. And then the real crowning glory the whole time for us was we had live in-person fantasy sports league drafts. So we drafted our upcoming baseball teams for these special convention leagues, and we had two or three of them for, you know, 30, 40 guys that showed up. And since whatever, you know, needed 16 or 15 or 18 people to be in a league, so whatever number wasn't there that we needed, I ended up drafting one or two or three teams. And then, you know, we came back, and it was easy to sell these teams, nothing personal, but since I was in and, you know, just immersed in all the statistics and all the games, run of the whole things, I was pretty good at drafting these teams. And I had a great feeling just myself, like I was Bobby Fischer, like playing multiple chess games at once. I was like drafting, well, I go back and forth and just look up at the board and go, up this team, what? Let's get a second bit. Who's up? I'll take this guy. You know, and everyone groaned, oh, I wanted that guy. All right, great. I stole a guy, and then I go back to the other one. What does this team need? And back here and whatever. But even if you just had the one team, Rich, I don't see any comment. Maybe Rich is no longer here, but it had to be so much fun because the drafts were done by you filling out a piece of paper and handing in. And I did a computer program that picked the teams in the draft. Second way it was done is I did online live drafts. Yeah, for my major league, lifetime teams. We did like an online, maybe we got in a forum or a chat room or something and did drafts, I don't remember, but this in-person thing was so much fun, and to meet everybody, and great thing for me, I love getting my customers to meet each other and to see that even though they get crapped on by their family and friends or coworkers or whatever, what are you wasting all the time and money and doing this thing, was they were celebrated as heroes and celebrities. Hey, here's Rich. You know, Rich came in second in the tournament of champions last year or whatever you did. Like, oh, everyone wanted to meet Rich, you know, and I'm talking about these people in my newsletters all the time for the great trades they made and the great draft they had and where they won their league and whatever. And for people to get to meet the legendary so-and-sos of my company was great. So here's the business lesson. I would love for all business owners to think of a way that you can do this kind of thing. Get your very best customers, patients, clients, members together, celebrate them, hand out awards, get them to participate in fun things that they love to do. You'll have fun. This to me, I was meeting them in a very social and relaxed atmosphere. I mean, Rich talking about Vegas. We were over there, and I remember in Circus, going around and playing the games. And you know, one of my worst memories of that whole business was playing a game with Rich and another one who I still have. You can see I still have a relationship with these people today. Another one was Max Benvenuto. The three of us were playing one of those games where you spray the water into the clown's mouth and the balloon goes up and it pops and you win. And I stupidly, me and Max were like, let's get Rich. He was in the middle of us. And we were like, 1, 2, 3, we turned to Rich. We sprayed him with the water. And Rich went crazy because like, dude, you idiots. This is a silk shirt, cost whatever, and you ruined it and whatever. And so to this day, I still regret that. Rich, I don't even know if you remember. But yeah, Rich was my first ever owner of the year. There you go, of course. And still to this day, you know, Rich is my number one owner of all time in that business, number one customer, client, whatever you want to call it in that company. So yeah, Rich, I mean, you were a celebrity with people coming to meet you like, there's Rich Sarmiento. Wow. So my suggestion for all your business owners, do this for your clients. You know, they're all dealing with you and you know them, but do they get to meet each other? Do they know each other in a fun thing? So over the years, not only did I deal with those conventions in my fantasy sports game business, but I later on hosted the Ultimate Entrepreneur Barbecue in Chicago. I did that for years, and people came from miles around, and some people even flew in from out of town, and I had some special guests. I remember Les Brown being there once, Brian Tracy, I think, was there once, Mark Victor Hansen. I did this with some big shots and coordinated with other entrepreneurial leaders in the area, and how great that was for entrepreneurs, again, just like your customers and your business might be insulated from each other. Great chance for them to meet each other and hang out in a social setting, relax, build relationships, and get to know them and have some fun. So yes, you can mix business and pleasure at the same time. Also, my holiday parties were legendary. I mean, these were massive, expensive affairs for me. I would have beer, wine, champagne, shrimp, steak, you know, all you can eat, you know, whatever, just having a party and giving out awards and my Marketer of the Year awards and recognizing everybody and spin the wheel for prizes and whatever. And like, had these massive parties, which, and it was bring your spouse and get all dressed up. And we have a photographer doing free holiday photos. So wear your holiday best and you can use this for your Christmas cards. And people would wear tuxedos and wear their best evening gowns and suits and whatever. And, you know, had a fantastic holiday party, and I footed the bill for the whole thing, and we did all kinds of other stuff around it. And so I'm always looking, I hope you are too, for things you can do to have fun and to help build those relationships and build that business. Because to me, there's nothing better, especially nowadays. Man, if it's today, especially, you got to look for things to do, because so much of business and so much of life is done online. Like this, in social media, with these fake friendships of people you never really met that are commenting on your things. And how great would it be to meet the people in person and say, yeah, I know you from all those comments and all those phone calls and all those, it's so great to meet you and let's talk and where you're from and this and that, and build those relationships. And so people will stay with you. You don't do it so that, but that's a fringe benefit. People will stay with you longer. You'll stay with them longer. They'll stay with each other longer. It just, why not? We're small business owners. Okay, so why not? We own our business. Why don't we put some pleasure into our business? If I had never done this, if I had never said, let's go to Miami and have a blast at the NBA All-Star Weekend and have so much fun. I mean, memories from there. Rich is here, and anyone else, from back in the day that was there in my business back then, I'm sure you have memories you will never forget that you cherish to this day. And so why don't you do that? Your business owner, for your customers, your clients, your patients. You can throw parties at your business location, or if you're a go-to-you, like a plumber, you can rent out a hall and do it there. You can go to a destination like I did here and have everyone go to the destination. By the way, when you do this, you're going to really have your most rabid, loyal customers, because they have to pay for airfare, hotel, to go to this thing and fly there and go away from their families and their businesses for a few days and their jobs or whatever. So that really gets the rabid, great people to go. And so great fun, great memories from that. 27 years ago, still remember it today. Rich, thanks for being here. Bringing back the memories. Anybody else, I hope you're doing that with your customers, clients, and patients. It's not all just business, and it's not always just having a seminar, which I'm all in favor of, too, of getting people in person, having a seminar and teaching them something and whatever. Like, man, have experiences. Okay, people want experiences nowadays, and because of social media, they're dying for real connection. There's so many lonely, isolated people in the world that, sure, social media can bring people more together, but it can also isolate people. I've seen studies where they say people that go through their Facebook or Twitter or whatever and they see pictures of other people having all this fun and whatever actually decide to get depressed because of it. Don't ask me. It sounds like a crazy decision to make, but lots of people make lots of crazy decisions, don't they? So they decide, if I've seen all the fun you're having and all their friends, they're going to decide to be depressed. That sounds crazy to me. I like to celebrate everyone's success. So when I see, oh, we're going over here, and I'm speaking over here in this country, and I'm meeting this person, and I'm going here and having a vacation here, and I'm surfing over here, and I'm flying down the whatever they call it, the zip line over here, and I love all that. That's fantastic. I love it. I celebrate everyone. But other people are dying for some contact, some personal contact. So why don't you do that for people? I did it in my business way back 27 years ago. Had a ton of fun. It was a business-changing experience because my customers are still, to this day, I'm sure, talking about, they were certainly talking about it after. So it gave me lots of content for my newsletters and talked to them on the phone and, hey, blah, how about that? And the memories and, are you coming back next year? Can't wait. And you're seeing old friends and you're making new ones. And, like, why don't you let your customers, clients, patients, members do the same thing? Host some really fun, cool events. Mix business and pleasure if you have to. Have some teaching about something business-related or related to your business, but then also open it up and just have a ton of fun and have some dinners and parties and all kinds of stuff. So that's it for Throwback Thursday. Brought back some fun memories today. Thanks for everybody being here. Rich says he's going to post a newsletter. It's fantastic because I had kept a copy of every single newsletter, which was thousands of them that I created back in those days, and I stored them all in a friend's garage while I became homeless after I ran that business into the ground. And unfortunately, when I got myself back on my feet years later and went back to get them, he was like, dude, we did a whole remodeling and redid the whole basement and finished it off, and we got rid of all that stuff. Couldn't find you, didn't know where you were, and it's all gone. So Rich says he'll post a newsletter from maybe to even have one dating back to the Grape League. I had some called the name the lease by Fruits back then, for crying out loud. So Rich was in one of my earliest ever leagues, if I remember correctly. It was the Grape League, which was the third ever league started in that business way back when I did it really on a national scale in 1986 baseball. Anyway, would love to see it. And thanks for everybody else joining. Hope you take this to heart and build these relationships and memories with your customers, clients, patients as well. I'll be back tomorrow. It's a foundational Friday, so it's not for you advanced people. Take the day off, relax, have fun. See you again on Saturday. But for those of you who want a very basic tip in how to grow your business through some effective sales, marketing, advertising, that kind of strategy, I will be touching on that tomorrow in Foundation Friday. So thanks everyone for being here, especially Rich, I have to say, who was there with me, and still have these great memories to the day. I'm gonna have to look this up now on eBay, and probably no matter what it's worth, who cares? I'm gonna have to tear this open and put it on and wear it, and I'll be thinking of you, Rich, and the rest of my fantastic customers that I had back then. Loved that business. Wish I hadn't screwed it up. Think about bringing it back a lot. Still wish I was doing it this day, but the memories are still here, and I have those to cherish forever. So thanks for being here on Throwback Thursday. See you again tomorrow on Foundation Friday, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.